Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
For the next installment of our series, Going to Waste, about how we deal with garbage, we're going to look at food that is thrown away. Each year, as much as 40% of food goes uneaten in the U.S., while millions in this country are food insecure. Well, Elkhart Community Schools in Indiana is hoping to make a dent in both of those problems. They're teaming up with Cultivate, a food rescue nonprofit that will take food that would have been thrown away and repackage it into meals for hungry students to take home on the weekends. Jim Conklin is president and co-founder of Cultivate. He joins us now. Hi, Jim.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Doing well. So tell us more about this food program and how it works.
Yeah, so I mean, it's not too much different than like your typical food bank, but the type of food that we rescue is already made and never served. So in some ways, it's actually more valuable food. We actually work with caterers and particularly this story, public schools. I think that's one of the things that really is resonating is a connection with the public schools. And then having food that we call rescue, actually going back to kids in the school system that you know, are food insecure.
So let's talk about, first of all, where exactly you get the food. You say you work with caterers in public schools. So give me an example.
Yeah, so in the public school example, Elkhart Community Schools, that's actually my hometown. So they are our first public school partner in this food rescue organization. But we also rescue food from the University of Notre Dame, a local event center called Century Center, a large catering company in our area called Nelson's Catering and Barbecue. In fact, we've been rescuing food way before we started with the school, but I think the rescuing from the school is what's really resonating with people in this story.
So give me an example. What would happen at the school? They serve lunch to the students. People don't eat the green beans or the potatoes or whatever, and then you go and get it?
Yeah, so, I mean, think about it from a school system point of view, right? They have to guess how many kids are going to show up that day, right? They always have to guess heavy, right? So we're actually rescuing the food that never goes out to the service line. Mm-hmm. And so as public consumers, we have no idea how much food is actually sitting in the background and never actually makes out to be served. So with the school system, we're focused on what we call the back of the house food that actually is never served.
And that's
true with
all
of our so it's whatever is on the school menu, and, you know, and they build that menu, right, with certain kind of restrictions and certain kind of requirements that they do at the school level. So it will be unopened, unwrapped items sometimes, but also that hot food service item that's been prepared, but for whatever reason, maybe there were a lot of absentees or kids didn't like the pork tenderloin sandwich option, right, mm-hmm. and they didn't choose to eat that day. So when we rescue food from the University of Notre Dame, it's super good food that we're rescuing.
And if you didn't rescue it, it would just go into the landfill.
It is. And some, you know, stats, right, 21% of what we throw in our landfills is food waste. Mm-hmm. And when food waste decomposes, it creates methane gas. So we win twice here when we were able to rescue this food.
So tell me about the other end of this, the people who actually get this food. What did they think?
Yeah, it's so great. I mean, one of the great things was at Woodland Elementary in Elkhart, that was where our pilot program in Elkhart was. When the kids came back from the first weekend, the cafeteria workers wanted to convey to us how happy the kids were and the response. We've even had parents that made really great, you know, comments that it's so helpful to have a meal. And if we think about it, our schools do a great job feeding kids Monday through Friday. But there's this gap over the weekend where kids that are living, you know, in poverty or in food insecure situations, they don't get a complete meal right on Saturday and Sunday. And I think our program could be a solution to that.
Do you have a sense of how many students fall into that category in Elkhart?
Well, yeah. So we kind of look everything our nationwide, and Elkhart specifically, free and reduced lunch is about 19,000. In our three county area of St. Joe, Marshall, and Elkhart, that's kind of our footprint. It's about 43,000. Mm-hmm. Nationwide, it's 30 million.
Yeah.
Our school systems feed 56 million kids every single day. That's a lot of food that would be, I think, now is mostly thrown away.
So are these students eating the food that you're giving them over the weekend, even if maybe they're not eating it during the week?
Yeah, so what's kind of interesting is that, like I said, we have multiple food partners. So we tried to, the best we can, put in the kids' meals food items that we think they would prefer more. And sometimes it's not the food that we're actually getting from the school. It's food that we're getting from other sources. Unfortunately, we can't be sensitive to allergy concerns, no things, and there's a warning label because there's just too much variability in the food that we're giving. Mm-hmm. But we're trying to build meals that we think the kids would like to eat. So, for example, veggies, right? We're not going to put Brussels sprouts in a kid's meals backpack over the weekend. Probably going to be corn and green beans.
That is Jim Conklin, who is president and co-founder of Cultivate. That's a food rescue nonprofit in Indiana. Jim, great that you're doing what you're doing, and thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having us and sharing the story.
And we'll link you to more about it at hereandnow.org.